G8 leaders earlier agreed that the summit agenda will focus on three areas of global concern: energy security, education, and the fight against infectious diseases. But for Russia, a more personal issue takes precedence, that of proving itself worthy on the world stage. Yevgeny Volk of the Heritage Foundation's Moscow office tells VOA, Russia wants to ensure above all else that it suffers no embarrassing political attacks during the high-profile summit. Volk says, as Russians see it, their country has already come under increasingly harsh criticism from the West about backtracking on human rights and democracy. He says Russia also stands accused of using its growing energy riches as political blackmail against energy-starved neighbors such as Georgia and Ukraine. Volk says he does not think President Putin will react to criticism lightly.
He will try to involve them in a kind of discussion to persuade them that Russia is doing okay, that everything is done right, that they themselves have many things to change inside the countries. I believe that he will mention some human rights abuse in the United States, the situation in France where Muslim protesters had mass demonstrations last year, and so on. So he will be not on the defensive, but try to conduct some kind of an offensive as well.
Analyst Masha Lipman of Moscow's Carnegie Institute says the Russian president's tougher line has already been touted in the weeks leading up to the summit.
More or less, the statement is, this is how we are. We don't think anything is wrong with it, and we will not allow anyone to tell us to change and to dictate to us how we should go about our internal affairs.
Lipman says what is driving that message is, in part, the lack of a universal consensus among Group of Eight leaders on how Russia should be treated. In the absence of such a consensus, she says she is more optimistic than her colleague, analyst Volk, that President Putin will pull off a problem-free summit.
I think what is also important is, in spite of all expectations, Bush has not resorted to open criticism of Russia lately. So I think if we are to judge by the signs, it doesn't look like Bush is prepared to sound as critical as his top-ranking aides. And I think probably Bush wants to preserve his good relations with Putin in order to resolve the issues of major critical importance for the U.S., first and foremost, Iran.
The United States would like to see Russia use its influence with Iran to get it to agree to halt its controversial uranium enrichment program, which the United States fears could be used to build a nuclear weapon. But here again, Volk says, the summit may do more to highlight differences between Russia and the West rather than showcase their similarities.
Well, I believe that the questions of energy, how to deal with the Iraq crisis, how to deal with Iran situation, how to deal with North Korea and its ambitions in the field of weapons of mass destruction. What should be the cooperation between Russia and the United States in the fight against terrorism? What should be their modus operandi in Central Asia? How they should deal with the new post-Soviet states in Transcaucasian areas? On all these issues, Russia and America have rather different views.
Analysts agree the areas where the summit agenda does merge are few and include efforts to fight world poverty, halt the spread of HIV/AIDS, and boost nuclear non-proliferation efforts around the world. It is also widely believed that the United States may approve Russia's accession into the World Trade Organization either right before the summit, when the Russian and American presidents are scheduled to meet, or during the course of the weekend. Meanwhile, an estimated 1,500 anti-globalization protesters are also expected in St. Petersburg, where they plan to hold what they call an alternative summit on the sidelines of the G8. During past summits, tens of thousands of activists have participated in sometimes violent protests, but organizers of the alternative forum say they will stick to discussing the same issues of concern as the G8 ministers. With the city hosting so many high-profile visitors, police in St. Petersburg are not taking any chances closing the airport and port during the three-day event. Authorities have also tightened security at a nearby nuclear power plant, as well as launched a weapons amnesty program just days before the summit. This after Russian police said they had discovered a small weapons cache in a building situated along a main road to be used by visiting G8 leaders. Security concerns aside, President Putin's top summit envoy, Igor Shuvalov, says that by the end of the summit, officials hope to see full acknowledgement that Russia is a valued and equal member of the Group of Eight. Lisa McAdams, VOA News, Moscow.